Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have David Beauclair from SI.com coming up at 7:30, get his thoughts on the Titans. And Joe, we spent yesterday discussing, obviously, the firing of Todd Downing, the staff changes made by Mike Vrabel, some comments made by Mike Vrabel on Monday at his end-of-season press conference. And one of the things that we didn't get to yesterday that was, I thought, pretty interesting from Vrabel's comments on Monday was, obviously, we knew at some point in that press conference, the, hey, Mike, what about these injuries the last couple of years? Why in the world has that been such a problem? Question would come up. And Vrabel obviously knew that that would happen as well. And I thought some of the responses he had to that question was pretty interesting, including, you know, talking about some of the changes that they've made and the training camp protocol and all this other stuff, and brought up the injuries and the blisters and calluses conversation on Monday. Here's what Mike Vrabel had to say on Monday regarding the injury situation for the Titans over the past couple of years.
You know, we have to address it. We have to at least look at it, and we are, and we have, and we do it every single day. You know, that I meet with Todd, that we meet with Frank, that we're trying to figure out what these injuries are, Gentry, and I know that everybody, you know, has got the answers. I don't know if I have the answers on, you know, the 90% of the injuries occurred in the game, right? Of an ACL or an MCL or a high ankle sprain. I mean, those are hard, you know. We look at soft tissue injuries. We look at those soft tissue injuries of, you know, repeat offenders. You know, I mean, it doesn't take too hard to look and see that, you know, Christian Fulton and David Long are, you know, I mean, they're repeat offenders of soft tissue injuries. They have to figure out a way to train and act like, you know, the game is played at a high speed. Kevin Byard hadn't pulled a hamstring since we've been here. You know what I mean? And there's a durability factor to playing professional football that we should not overlook. Like, that's real. There's guys that are durable, and there's guys that aren't. And we're going to try, you know what I mean? You're going to keep asking me about these questions or these injuries, and I'm going to try to do my best to answer them. How we practice, you know, how we practice in preseason, and that the data that we're getting about the regeneration days. Now, do you want to be a blister or you want to be a callus? And, you know, do you want to keep working through every day and you get your volume up so that you can withstand the volume and the rigors of the season? You know, and that would be callus. Or do you want to be a blister and you want to, you know, feel some discomfort, pull back, wait till you feel good, and then come back and do it for in a couple of days, and then you're going to, you know, keep feeling that way. So those are the two thoughts. You know, we've tried to get them to maximum speed, or excuse me, 90%. We've talked about that throughout the week so that it's not Sunday to Sunday proposition that all of a sudden, you know, they've got to go and sprint and get up to 90, 95%, and they haven't been there since the previous week. And there is a level of luck that I think there's a level, you know, it's cyclical. I mean, we've had two, you know, awful years as it relates to injuries. You know, prior to that, you know, I think it was at a level where you could, you know, say that it was in the range of normal. So
that was Mike Vrabel, a pretty detailed response as it relates to the Titans, the injuries that they've sustained. He referred to it as awful injury luck the past couple of years. And there were a lot of interesting comments about the way that they view the injuries and how much they've looked into it over the past couple of years. What did you make of what Vrabel had to say there and his response to, obviously, what has been the main issue with the Titans the last couple of years, and that has been just the barrage of injuries that they've sustained?
Yeah, well, let's go back to the season Rashad Weaver getting fined for, like, missing a training session, and he got mad and put it on social media. But that stuff is – we think about like the job for players. We think about, you know, practicing and film and then doing film on your own. And Vrabel mentioned that too, by the way, you know, 8 to 4:30 or whatever, 8 to 5. But that's a huge part of it, huge. And obviously Kevin Byard is naturally durable, right? I mean, at this point in his career, all the football he's played at a high level, at a high physicality level, with nothing ever, means that he I mean, he's blessed. But also, you know that Kevin Byard does every single thing you can possibly do to maximize performance, you know, mentally, physically.
Yep.
So Vrabel brings him up, and then he brings up two guys who are really good players who clearly have to figure something out. So he put some of this on the players, which I think some people are going to be like, well, no, it's about, I mean, come on, this is the training staff and everything. But no, I mean, like, your body is, your body, if you're a professional athlete, and in this sport where the bodies get battered like this, you better have it figured out. Now, I think it is their job to help them figure it out, come up with a plan, then they have to follow it. So I don't know where that is, but it also sounds like the blister callus thing, to me, is the real simple way to say it is, if every time you get a little bit hurt, you're getting out of practice and you're not going to help yourself be able to handle a season.
I kind of read into it, like, Vrabel obviously knows that this is a physical game and sometimes injuries happen. I mean, Monday he was talking about Treylon Burks. He's like, you know, he just had the toe thing in Indy, and he talked about, you know, getting knocked out in the Philly game. Like, what do you do about that?
Right.
It is what it is. So I think Vrabel is well aware of that kind of stuff. You can tell, like, the repeat offender thing, as he calls it, with the soft tissue injuries, drives him nuts. I mean, you can tell it. And like you said, he very rarely calls people out for anything. And that was Christian Fulton and David Long. He's basically calling out of like, yeah, it doesn't take very much to look into. Those guys with soft tissue injuries have been repeat offenders. And you could tell that part of it kind of drives him nuts.
Yeah, I mean, just the term repeat offender for getting hurt. But that area is honestly the only area that you can look at here and try to improve. You just can't. Like, you can't prevent ACL tears. You can't. There's nothing preventative for an ACL tear, a broken bone, a concussion. Like, what's preventative with that stuff? There's no such thing. It's bad luck, and they've had some bad luck with some of those things. I mean, even Tannehill, you get your ankle twisted under you on a run, and now you have a high ankle sprain. There's nothing you can do. But soft tissue, that's the area. And they have. They've had everything. They've had a ton of everything. So you add all together, and it's like strength staff, training staff, whatever. But soft tissue, obviously Vrabel puts it on these guys to, like, fit. You got to figure out what works for you so that you can be out there. And it's really interesting with the blister callus to me, because it is kind of an old school thought. But I mean, this is a guy who played the league not that long ago, right?
Yep.
I mean, like, the reality of this league is, if you can't play through pain, I think you're going to play that much.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. What do you make of Mike Vrabel's comments on the Titans' injury situation that they've dealt with the past couple of years? Let us know, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. More on that coming up next. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. NFL Wild Card Weekend is here, and the easiest way to get into the playoffs is with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. All you have to do is sign up with promo code ROB. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. I've talked about the Bengals and the Ravens. I love the Bengals in this game. I think Joe Burrow goes over on passing yards, and Ja'Marr Chase for an anytime touchdown score. But you take it any way you want to take it, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code ROB. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, we just played Mike Vrabel's comments from Monday about the injury situation the Titans have dealt with the last couple of years. His viewpoint on some of the repeat offenders, as Vrabel called it on Monday, and the difference between being a bruise or a callus. I enjoyed that metaphor. that Vrabel threw out there on Monday. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Crazy Billy. Billy, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got to chime in on two little things. First thing, I'll talk about injury. If you look at the NFL players and you see some of the uniforms that they're wearing, they're not wearing knee pads. They don't have any kind of hip pads, things along that line. The linemen are not wearing braces like all the college linemen do. And I realize that's all for speed and performance, but might play into some of the injuries we've got going on. Secondly, I really think we've got to blow up some of these extreme paid athletes and rebuild, Taylor One, Tannehill, things along that line. I know Dobbs is not a Tannehill, but boy, he was decisive. He knew when to throw it. And a lot of guys have been saying that he couldn't hold on to the ball, but we didn't have an offensive line in front of him. His protection was junk. I think his performance was admirable. Go Titans, and I sure hope we can get this together. We got a lot of mountains to cover today.
Hey, thanks for the call, Billy. I mean, the injury part of this is – I said coming into the year, one thing I felt good about this season for the Titans, and I think the term that I used was there's no way that the injuries are as big of a problem this year as they were last year for the Titans. Now, I guess technically that's true because they were a few players short of the 91 that they had last year.
Yeah.
But improvement. My goodness, the fact that it was even close is amazing.
Well, I actually – but this year, in all seriousness, this was a worse year, wasn't it?
It was, injury-wise.
They had more key guys on IR.
They did.
For sure. So, but either way.
Your quarterback, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you had Derrick Henry for half the year last year, so that's a big deal. But
yep.
Both incredibly bad year. Interesting point there. It made me think of Eric Dickerson. Anybody remembers Eric Dickerson? That dude had every single pad you could possibly have on his body. He had, like, you know, back in the 80s, we used to wear those things. I had a sweet one in the Greater Manassas Football League. Just every
Jack
possible
Lambert out there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Quarterback linebacker combo. Vicious. But it is interesting, and I've definitely noticed that too. I mean, and also sometimes guys, like, you know, not wearing their mouth guard out there and stuff. I mean, sometimes I'm like, please, please be safe. But, yeah, the pads have gotten smaller and smaller. I mean, shoulder pads used to be freaking bigger than you know? And now they're little tiny – they're like, you know, they're like dress shoulder pads. I mean, it's changed a lot. But then again, you know, the knee pad doesn't stop you from tearing your ACL, right?
For sure. I mean, that's the thing is – I agree with you. Like, when you point to the soft tissue injuries, those are ones that you can point to and say, all right, well, how do you fix those, right? Because especially in the repeat offender that Vrabel keeps throwing out there, if you're Fulton, right? He's had the hamstring throughout his career. Hamstring popped back up this year with Christian Fulton. Like, you got to find a way to get your hamstring right, man, yeah. And get out there on the field. And then there's the groin with Christian Fulton. Like, those are the type of injuries where you're like, man, you gotta find a way to get on the field and get over that. Now, the other ones, like I said, I brought up Treylon Burks. What are you supposed to do about turf toe? What are you supposed to do about getting knocked out in the end zone in Philadelphia? Like, there's some things that are just going to happen
right.
In the NFL.
And so you add them all together, and it's like, oh, my God. But, yeah, you do really have to put these in the two different buckets. I mean, if we can take the discussion of my body again, which we don't do enough.
We need to do more.
Now, if I play hoops and I don't do the, you know, where basically you sit down and you really stretch it out, I will pull my groin playing basketball every time.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you. This is a great analogy to bring this to professional athletes. Similar level of play.
Similar body type, yes.
But in all seriousness, like, you have to figure out what can be preventative. And I know all these guys would probably tell you, well, great. Well, guess what? They told me to do this, this, this. I did this, 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 and I still pulled the hamstring and groin, which is going to happen. But I do think when you have – You're either just injury prone with some of this stuff, which is it's not your fault, or it's like, is there anything else you can figure out to do?
What do you make of this from Liam on the text line? He says, if you don't have fast enough guys, then you have to out-tough the other team. So if you end up with two teams bludgeoning each other every week, you're going to get more injuries on top of the bad luck. This is from Liam on the text line. And the reason that I bring that up and that it's an interesting thought to me is that Vrabel just came out and said it the other day of, like, very rarely have we been the fastest team. Got to get more speed. I don't know that he's talking about how that relates to injuries when he says that, because you're looking to be the biggest and the fastest and the most explosive that you can be. But I did find those comments from Vrabel pretty interesting of, yeah, very rarely are we the fastest team out there, and they got to get faster moving forward.
Yeah, I didn't take that as Vrabel talking injuries either. It kind of goes into, and I understand why people think this way, because the Titans are thought of as this tough, big, physical team, you know. So, and they have been that, which I thought was effective for them, especially when they had – When opposing defenses had to try to tackle Henry, Brown, and Jonnu Smith all at the same time, you know, on the field together. Of course,
every now and then Dennis Kelly throw the ball to him.
That's a good point. Of course, Henry and Brown and Jonnu are fast too. That's a thing. Like, they also have speed. Yeah, fast guys get hurt too, you know. Little fast guys get hurt. Kyle Phillips is super fast and little, and he made it through like a game this year, you know. So I don't
be honest with you, I forgot he was on the team.
Yeah. I mean, he actually could be a factor next year.
Could be.
I mean, he could actually help them next year. But, I mean, so the Titans do run the ball more, but we've asked this question before. So because they run the ball more, that makes them more prone to injury? I don't think it's played out that way.
Well, I mean, to that point, I know that he got hurt last year, but he got hurt last year on with a broken foot. It wasn't like there was a hit that hurt him. I mean, Derrick Henry was healthy this year.
Yeah. And if they didn't rest him one game, he probably wins a rushing title.
Probably so.
So, yeah, I don't – look, some of it is bad luck for sure. You have to look at every single thing for sure. And another thing that was – and I actually asked the question the other day, and Vrabel answered it, but – you know, the injury-prone history of some players drafted is also part of this, which is that's a way that John Robinson can continue to be blamed for things.
Yes.
But I think that's probably something that's going to change.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kevin from Hendersonville. Kevin, thanks for calling in.
Hey, guys. I usually text in, but I felt like this was too long to text in this morning, but you guys really hit the nail on the head with the injury bug with the Titans this morning, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. I know y'all were talking about just the conditioning part and what it takes to train to get ready for a game. What are y'all's thoughts on just the way the salary situation plays out? You know, obviously a lot of guaranteed money is given to the players. If there was a situation maybe where the players had to earn their money. I'm not saying like go to an hourly pay situation with the football players or whatnot, but like actually gave incentive to the players that, hey, like I need to go to practice and watch film and condition and work with the trainers and all that kind of stuff. Because I feel like if there's more incentive, there's going to be more push and drive to want to prepare their bodies for what comes with playing an NFL football game.
Hey, thanks for the call, Kevin. That's one step closer, Joe, to the Kyler Murray film study incentive clause in the contract, which the more of those we can get, the more I'm here for.
Well, I'd like to have a contract in my house where, you know, you put your phone away for hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or even at dinner, maybe.
Well, like in all seriousness, I mean, they do have performance bonuses in their contract.
Yes.
They
and
have
participation workout bonuses.
Participation bonuses. Those things do exist. Incentives. Like, you can't – there's only so much you can do on those areas. Like, look, if most of the time, if guys are healthy, they're going to practice. Like, most of the time, I'll be honest with you, I don't have a lot of time for the, oh, well, so-and-so got paid, so they just don't care anymore part of this. I don't think generally that's the case. I'm not saying it never happens.
Sure.
Because let me tell you, I watched Albert Haynesworth play football after he got his contract, and it happens from time to time.
Some people say Chris Johnson.
Yeah, but it happens. But most of the time, I don't think that's the –
agreed.
That's the issue.
And here's the thing. If you want to talk about incentive, let's talk about like Christian Fulton. Well, Christian Fulton, the incentive is that this entire league is about playing for your second contract when you get paid.
Yeah.
Well, if Christian Fulton isn't going to play football, then he's not going to get paid.
And David Long.
Exactly. And I think David Long, I think they absolutely should give him a deal right now.
Agreed.
You know?
But Nate Davis, another good example of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so like the incentive is to stay in the league and to get to your second deal. And if you prove injury prone early in your career, that costs you so much money. And I think, I mean, anybody, any agent of any quality at all is hammering that into every client's head. You have to know that.
Coming up next, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans. We'll be joined by David Beauclair from SI.com. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning, talking Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend David Beauclair from SI.com. David, good morning. How are we doing?
I'm great, Robbie. How are you?
We're really good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, David, obviously a lot happening this week with the Tennessee Titans. You lose to Jacksonville. Vrabel with his end-of-season press conference on Monday, and then shortly after that, the firing of four members of the coaching staff, including offensive coordinator Todd Downing. We'll start there. What did you make of the coaching staff moves that the Titans made on Monday?
Well, it's interesting to me. You know, what, six, 7 weeks ago now, John Robinson was fired because, in large part, there were holes in the roster. And where were the biggest holes in the roster? They were in the offensive line, the wide receivers, and cornerbacks largely. And even though those guys had the least to work with, those are the guys who also lost their job now when the season ended. So it kind of has me wondering if Mike Vrabel made these decisions, or if maybe Amy Adams Strunk didn't double down and sort of say, hey, you know, we weren't good enough at these spots. Because Vrabel has typically sort of taken the long-term view, the bigger picture view when it comes to these coaching moves. And this feels more a little more like knee-jerk reactions to some bad seasons and whatnot. So I found that part of it real interesting. And of course, you know, his press conference took place before, you know, hours before all these moves were announced, and he didn't feel compelled to tip his hand or say any decisions had been made at that point. So he hasn't answered these things. But when asked about Todd Downing's DUI arrest hours after the Green Bay game, you get the sense that did ultimately factor pretty heavily into the decision to let him go. And, you know, if it was close, at least on whether or not Todd Downing was going to stay, I would say that was the thing that sort of tipped it and said, no, that they're going to make that move there too.
Yeah, of course. Although, as we all know, if he was really good at his job, then that would have been, you know, dismissed out of hand, right? Yeah. But I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right that it was a factor. So, well, I'm with you, David. I mean, we had the presser. We don't expect Vrabel to be like, by the way, guys, here's who may be fired. You know, we're close. We'll see. But it's also like, did Vrabel actually think he was taking the week, and then he got a call from Amy at lunch, like, here's who you're firing? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it does. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Eric Frazier is interesting to me, too, in terms of, you know, what exactly did he do? They were never clear about that. He's a young guy, skills, because I know he worked a lot with the wide receivers, and it almost feels like it could have been a situation like, hey, Rob Moore needs to go too, and Vrabel said, well, what if I give you Eric Frazier and I get to keep Rob Moore? You know, I don't know these things happen, but sort of the way it feels to me.
Yeah, no, and that's honestly one, because I think, you know, you had doubts about whether they were actually going to make, you know, right, like fire Downing, like people have wanted, and I wasn't sure at all either. And I even had the scenario in my head of, well, think back to Mularkey. Think back to Mularkey and Rubisky, and okay, well, I'm not going to do that. Like, I wondered if Vrabel, if someone is going to dictate to him his staff terms, how much of that is he willing to, you know, to tolerate, right? I mean, it's not like he has to do this job, but But obviously he's still here. And so moving forward, David, we've talked about this morning. Just right now, your big picture impulse, if you were running things over there, you'd want to run it back, try to fix things, run it back and see what this core group can do, or you're looking at more of a significant rebuild and time to get a new era started?
No, I feel like it's to use a poker analogy, if you're playing Texas Hold'em, right, you're down to the river and you're still chasing the flush, right? The chances of you getting the flush now are pretty slim. You know, this group made its run in 2019, had two good seasons behind it, but you know, has gotten kind of farther away each year from getting to the Super Bowl and doing anything like that. I think it's time to make some wholesale changes. I think you cut Taylor Lewan. I think you cut Ryan Tannehill. You probably cut Bud Dupree, and you know, you free up as much salary cap money as you can, and you go at this thing with a different approach. I mean, you've got a tremendous defensive line with Jeffrey Simmons, Pierre Tart, Denico Autry, and so on. That, you know, you've got a great back end in Kevin Byard. So I think that's a pretty good place to start. Of course, Derrick Henry has a little tread left on the tires. I mean, you know, he's not going to be the focus of the offense for the next 5 years, but I think he can sort of ease the transition into whatever comes next, and particularly if you can rebuild that offensive line quickly. So that's the way I'd be going about it if I was the guy who got the general manager job, but I haven't been asked to interview yet. So we'll
not
see.
Yet. Fingers it could crossed. Be yeah. Could be coming. So David, to that point, let's say you're the Titans and you decide to go the rebuild route. You're at number 11 right now in the draft. Would you consider at least trying to move up and draft a quarterback if you fall in love with a Bryce Young or a CJ Stroud or a Will Levis or whoever it would be in the first round? Would you consider moving up if you're the Titans?
I wouldn't consider moving up to get a quarterback. No, I think what we have seen the last few years with the quarterback market is that, you know, you can find somebody, whether it's trading almost nothing to get a Ryan Tannehill or, you know, picking up a Baker Mayfield or, I mean, you know, teams are willing to make these moves in ways that they weren't able to or weren't willing to in you know, almost forever when it came to quarterbacks. Like everybody, if you had anything close to a decent quarterback, you held on to them like grim death. Like now you can get a quarterback if you're not sure that Malik Willis is the guy, or if you know you might decide, hey, Malik Willis is the style of quarterback that we want. That's where this game's going. We're going to retool this whole thing now around his strengths and what he can do, and try to give him every possible avenue to succeed. I think there's enough other issues on this roster, whether it's offensive line, you know, wide receiver, cornerback, the things we talked about, that you know, you can probably get a really good player at one of those spots at number 11 and go ahead and find you a serviceable quarterback one way or another for whatever you need to, whatever you think you want to do there.
Okay, so in this scenario, what's a reasonable expectation for success? Right? Because I've talked about the idea of, you know, next year, you know, you move on from Tannehill, you cut, you know, Dupree, Lewan, all the obvious cuts, and you see what you have in Malik Willis, and you know, might be really bad, and maybe that helps you get the next guy, but. Are you thinking that this team this approach that you're talking about, David, could actually still be a competitive team?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you look at what they did this year, right? I mean, you've got a defense that's not going to give up a whole lot of points. Particularly, you put Harold Landry back there again with that group, and if you plug in, you know, one cornerback or maybe Caleb Farley, maybe the light finally comes on for him, right? And all of a sudden, you know, you can play pass defense, you can play man to man against anybody, do whatever you want back there. I mean, you don't. All you need to do is you don't even need a defense to be scoring 30 points a game. If you can get a defense that's scoring 20 to 27 a game, or an offense that's scoring 20 to 27 a game, and your defense does the same sorts of things it did this year, you know, you're gonna be in the playoff hunt down the stretch again. So I think you can go through some growing pains on offense, whether it's with Willis or whether it's bringing in another quarterback, and you know, as long as you're putting some points on the board, you're going to have a chance to win. I mean, that's the way this team is built right now.
Well, David, great stuff as always. Really appreciate you making time for us this morning. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Always happy to do it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Absolutely. David Beauclair from SI.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. We'll do that next. Make sure you tune in later this morning at 8:45 for your chance to participate in Preds Pick the Click and win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Pick the Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. Visit TJAndersonHomes.com to see why they're referred to so often. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. Word has it, we may have a red rant tomorrow. So excited for that, too.
Oh, we do. It's been brewing for a while, guys.
Oh, boy. All right.
I mean, if you want to jump in right now, go for it.
No, I need to plan it out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Looking forward to that.
Thanks for playing this song. By the way, we had Ryan.
Number one pick.
Yeah. Which means worst team in the NFL. Yay, Bears. You suck more than anybody. Yay.
Shout out.
Like, all we talk about
hey,
in the
who
NFL.
Hey, who is that pick? Who had the number one pick last year, Joe? Who had the number one pick last year?
Jacksonville.
I don't remember.
Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Where's Jacksonville right now?
Oh, okay. Great. I mean, all we talk about in the NFL is the Super Bowl. So everybody's about getting the Super Bowl, right? But So I think we should give the same amount of energy to being the worst team in the NFL. So I hope you're still listening, Ryan from Chicago.
I didn't say it.
Who, by the way, yeah, I don't want you and Ryan from Chicago need to, you know, slow down a little bit with your fights. He suggested NWI for the number one pick straight up at 6:20 a.m. He actually was texting on the text line.
Yeah, I'm sure the Titans would go for that.
Yeah. I'd make that trade.
Yeah. So smorgasbord before I get to what I was going to say. First of all, I'm texting with Kyle Tucker. Like, I can't believe he left Twitter. Seriously. Like, Kyle Tucker is off Twitter when the absolute mother of meltdowns for BBN right now.
Cheeks.
Get back on Twitter, man.
Okay, we need to stop bringing up Kentucky.
Cheeks.
I mean, it's kind of a big story in sports. I'm sorry.
No.
So I want to go back to my excellent travel history this year. It's really good. And I want to make sure I'm right about this. I did rant about the car. That got smashed in New Orleans.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I feel bad because I ranted about, you know, the valet guy who like texted me and was like, "Hi, how are you?" And then it was like, "Oh, by the way, the next morning, your car got smashed," you know. I was like, yeah, that could have been good information. But anyway, he's been very helpful. So now I want to shout out to Ronnie in New Orleans. So,
way to go, Ronnie.
Yeah. So I'll recap really quickly. Was there because, you know, the Vols played at LSU, stayed in New Orleans. It was a hotel that only, like, you know, in a city, it only has valet parking. So they parked my car, and then some other car lost its brakes while they were parking the other car, and then that car smashed into the rental car and messed it all up. But we were still able to, you know, rattle down the road to Baton Rouge and swap out the rental car, which Katie got to do while I was covering the game. She really enjoyed that. So, long story short on that, of course, the valet people are like, hey, it's our fault. We'll pay for it. Here's a signed statement. Call insurance. Call the rental car company, which I'm not going to name right now today because I don't want to screw myself over, but there's a rental car company involved in this.
Okay.
And we'll get this all taken care of. Cool. It was a pain in the butt, but fine. It's all taken care of. A couple weeks later, got an email from the rental car company. You owe blah, 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 this many thousand dollars in damage for the rental car. Called the rental car company. Hi. So just to review, we called you. We called insurance. They took responsibility. They signed a statement. Why did I get this email? A disregard. This is our mistake. Don't worry about it. That okay. was in – when was the Vols LSU game?
October.
October. Okay. Let me reach in and find some more paper for you here.
Oh, boy. It's been a big paper week for Rex Road.
Yeah. This is not the little email address that they hand out at B&A.
That's good to know.
I'll try not to show the rental car company on the screen because, you know, I don't want to screw myself over.
Still a process, yes.
Claim number blah, 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 blah. Joseph Rexrode, our review indicates you are responsible for damages to our vehicle. Just got this in the mail. Enclosed, please find documentation to support our claim. Let's see. Damage, total cost, $4,374.25. Admin fees, $150. And that must be the admin fees for people who had a company who never talked to each other on the phone. They don't know what the hell's going on in their company. Loss of use. Oh, the loss of use for all this time spent when you were could have gotten paid by people who said they wanted to pay you, but instead you sat on your ass and then sent me this letter. $468.56. Diminishment of value also for this time we've wasted not doing your job or speaking to each other. $437.42. Total, $5,430.23. Please remit payment in U.S. dollars.
Well, at least they want U.S. dollars.
So, I just really want to stop traveling, okay?
Yeah.
That's my rant. Can I stop traveling?
Let's think about this. Just, it's been a, what? Basically a four-month span for you. You had that situation in New Orleans. You got robbed in Knoxville with your laptop being stolen and a car broken.
Two laptops
being stolen. And then the situation with our buddy the other day at Fly Nashville over there handing you the email without really any basic human interaction whatsoever and handing you the cutout slip of Michelle. Or it was who was
Melissa.
It? Melissa. Was not Michelle.
Yeah, Melissa.
Melissa
yeah.
at Fly Nashville.
Still got to email her.
Oh,
way.
No email sent yet.
I'm just waiting to construct the perfect email. There's probably a lot of other stuff that happened too. It's very Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I will say, though, this weekend, you know, Michelle covered the game and got direct flights, and I had to change my flight, so I had to do through Baltimore. But going down and coming back, amazing crab cakes at Oblicky's in Baltimore.
Yeah, Joe's
airport.
Like, I've got like a three-hour layover. I'm like, ooh, I'm direct.
It's not all bad.
It's all worth it now.
Yeah.
JP on the text line says, I got the same letter, same situation from a travel company that I will not name. Same thing happening.
Hey, remember my whole car situation a couple months ago? And listen, uh-huh. I named and that got fixed real quick.
You did. I considered naming, but I'm like, you know what? Let's let them fix this. And then if I'll give them one more chance before it. And I don't want to do the Twitter thing.
No.
Which sometimes I get it. Delta, you lost my luggage. At Delta. Thanks a lot, at Delta.
Yeah, but they have so many people tweeting at them, especially with flights lately. And it looks like no flights are taking off right now. There's another thing going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And Maddie says, don't forget the Uber upcharge. That's a good point, too.
Must bring that up.
Yeah.
It's been a heck of a time for you. Now, Rob from Clarksville says, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles Part 2, starring Joe Rexroad.
Yeah.
I'd pay to see it.
How about them Bears?
I would do it.
Bear down.
Have you seen the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No.
Well, you would know the scene where they said, how about the – I know. Look, come on, dude. Believe me, we start going to movies she hasn't seen. It's
it's a long list.
I don't even know why you ask anymore, Rex. Or should I say road? Road. I don't even know why you ask anymore.
The delicate road.
Mm. This is really, I think, an unprecedented span of travel faux pas, as they say, that I've witnessed from you. I feel bad for you, my friend.
Well, some of them are self-inflicted.
Going back to the story, I still, and we talked about some this at the time that you first brought this up on the original Rex rant back in October, the idea that somebody's brakes just cut out and slammed into your car is still one of the most unbelievable things I think I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, hey, maybe that saved someone's life, because if that guy got his car, or he or she got their car, and then drove it around after that, right? Like, yeah. It could have been bad.
Could have.
But, like, how does a company not have people who communicate with each other, either by phone or email or text or Zoom? Like, you don't speak to each other?
Well, I mean, the good news for you is you have written documentation, so if they continue to try to do this, you're like, hey, man, let me just tell you, this ain't happening.
Well, sure.
But yeah. This should be resolved by
then. I mean, yeah. I mean, the fact that it's 2 months later and you get this, like, so for 2 months, you just, this sat somewhere on a pile, and then someone picked up, here, let's send this out to the renter.
That happened to me one time with insurance. Jeez. It wasn't my fault for a car accident, and then my insurance still ended up paying it. But they said they wouldn't. It is very, very infuriating, because you talk to one person on the phone, and then they transfer you to another person, and then they have no idea what you're talking about.
Phone tag, yeah.
And all you and there should be, and the whole idea of, like, computers is that you have, here's the file. We can all look at the same file, right? And I change it, and then it's changed, and now you can look at it, and the information's in there, right? Like, the computers are supposed to do that for you, right?
You would think.
But no, I know this stuff happens. It's incredible.
Well, hey, at least they gave you a receipt.
Yeah, there you go.
Did get one of those the other day.
That's right.
615-737-1025. This has been the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning at 745. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans. We had this question earlier on the text line, and we'll get into it coming up next. The Arizona Cardinals apparently are going to attempt to trade DeAndre Hopkins this offseason. Should the Titans pursue DeAndre Hopkins? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game.